Melissa Schwartz interviewing Ronald Schwartz at his house on March the 9th, 1996, at 11 o'clock a.m. Okay, Mr. Schwartz, what year were you born in?
1936.
Okay, so that would make you how old?
I'll be 60 this next April.
Okay. Where were you born at?
I was born in Gadsden, Alabama, at my mother's old home place on Sunset Drive.
Okay. What are your father and mother's names?
My father's name is Frank Schwartz. My mother is Nellie Mae Smith Schwartz.
Okay. What was her maiden name?
Nellie Mae Smith.
How big would you say your family was?
I had five brothers and five sisters, so it was 11 of us.
Okay. Did your family live in the country or in the city?
My mother and father lived in Gadsden, Alabama, in the city for a number of years, and they moved out into the country, which is really the city limits, but it was outside of town, you know, like the country.
And where were you born at? In the city, when they lived in the city, or when they lived in the country?
I was the first one born on Sunset Drive, where mother's old home place is now.
Okay, so that's out in the country.
Yes.
Okay. What do you remember about your family talking about when they lived in the city? What was different? Was there anything different in living in the city than in the country?
Well, not a whole lot of difference. They had freedom on the mountain here, and things was quite different. They didn't have the use of a phone, or they didn't have electricity for a long, long time. I think it was in around the time I was born that they got the electricity in the home, which they did have in the city, and we didn't have any running water. We used to have to get water out of the well at my grandmother's old house on Sunset Drive, and then we also had to get water out of a spring right, you know, several yards from across the road from where we live. And we did have a lot of inconveniences.
I know all that. Okay. What did your father do for a living?
Well, he mainly was, he repaired sewing machines, and he was a jack of all trades. He could fix any electrical thing. He also was an expert gunsmith, but he, in later years, he became better at being a gunsmith than anything he'd ever done. He'd done a lot of different jobs, you know, over the years, you know, just different things, but he worked at the Singer Sewing Machine Company. He went all over the area here, all around, you know, radius probably 50 miles, and he was working on sewing machines for every family around here, probably the only one. And also he would money was scarce for everybody, you know, so he traded his work for food and like eggs and vegetables, and he was well known around here, and everybody respected him for what he did with such a big family.
What contributions did your father make to society?
Well, mainly he had a good name. He was a German descendant. He was born in Germany, in fact, and he was just well respected in this area. And there wasn't hardly anybody that we knew of that was, except manufacturers or somebody that was rich in town, that everybody respected my father because of what he could do, and you know, his personality and things like that. You know, he didn't have no big accomplishment, but he was just he was good at whatever he did, and he was honest.
Okay. Did he have any inventions?
He did invent the fire alarm system that would, if you had a fire in your home, it would be directly connected to the fire department. But unfortunately, he did not get a patent on it. This was around 1924, I think, something like that.
Okay. Didn't you tell me at one time that he had also installed some fireworks inside the house, in the walls?
Oh, yes.
Was that,
yeah.
Was that another one of his little inventions?
Yes, he would occasionally put firecrackers all around the house, inside the walls, underneath the house, and in the attic. And I thought to myself, Dad, this is dangerous. I can't imagine you putting those things around. Then I got to thinking, well, if it caught fire, they'd make a noise and wouldn't know it was a fire. And I thought, well, that was a great thought.
Yeah, that's so neat. Okay. When do you feel that the Great Depression began, based on what you remember as a small child?
Well, I don't remember the Depression. I just remember my parents talking about it. And in 1936, when I was born, I remember probably when I was from 3 years old up, I remember the vivid things that was left by the Depression. Like, we didn't have any conveniences to speak of. Things was hard for everybody back then, but it must have been terrible for the people that actually lived in the Depression, because of what time we had, they must have had a lot harder time, because we didn't have lights for a long time, no water. And but my vivid thoughts of the Depression is that my mother and father went through it, and they told us what a terrible, terrible time it was. And one could just have to live it to be able to explain it.
Yeah. Did they? How many children did they have going through the Depression before you were born? How many children did they have to raise during that time?
Well, they had about seven. That was before me. So, you know, all of those went through the Depression.
So you said that made it a lot harder on them?
Well, back then, most everybody had large families, and they knew how to cope with things. But I really don't know. I know that that life was hard for my folks. We lived in a little three-room house. And the time I was born, the older kids, you know, we had to kind of live in shifts. Like bunks. We had bunks in the attic, and we had a big table, and of course we didn't have an indoor toilet. It was outdoors, and
okay, Mr. Schwartz, are there any memories that you remember as a small child of the hard times that y'all went through?
Yes. I remember that my mother, she had to wash all of our clothes by hand. She didn't have a washer, a normal washer for a long time. She washed them on a scrub board. And when I was real small, we had a big wash pot that we boiled our clothes in. And she would scrub them with lye soap and hang them out on the line to dry. And we had to, in the winter, we had to cut wood. my brothers and I, we'd go up in the woods and cut wood to put in the stove for heat. And we had a rock fireplace, and we kept fire burning there nearly all the time. And at some point in the time, we'd run out of wood. And then we'd have to buy coal from a coal company. They'd bring coal to our house, and we'd have to really be careful with it because it would, we'd burn it up. You just kind of had to ration yourself to it. And we had a little pot-bellied stove in the middle of the kitchen where we all had, that's how we got warm. We had to get up in the morning and ice cold build a fire so we could have heat. And at that time, we did have an electric stove. Mother had an electric stove. And so before that, of course, there was a wood stove. And I remember at my grandmother's house, we had had to help her get wood and stuff for her stove. But it that was no big deal. It was just, really cozy to have something like that. And the food tasted so good, what we had. And we also had to...
What other memories, like, do you remember any Christmases that y'all had, or that was real hard to go through because of the effects of the Great Depression?
Yes, I remember my folks telling me about one Christmas that it was just hard to believe, but I think my daddy had to borrow $2 from a friend. Because he didn't have anything for Christmas for all the children that was older than me. And he borrowed $2 from this person. And I think he spent 10 cents a piece on those children. Like seven of them. And they seemed happy with what they got, I think. Like, back then, 10 cents would buy a toy. And the rest of it was spent on food. And you could imagine what food they had, but it seemed like every time, everything would turn out okay. We just, we was a happy family, regardless of what we had. But Christmas was special. We'd go up in the woods and cut a little pine tree down and bring it home, and we had decorations that was left over year after year after year that we'd put it on that tree, and it would just be special to have a fire burning and everything. But we made the best of being poor, but we was always happy, and therefore we had a lot to be thankful for, that we survived, and mother and daddy was in good health all those years, and it's a lot of good sweet memories. And
would you say that y'all were real poor compared to all the people around you, or were other people and other families in the same condition that y'all were?
I believe most of the families were pretty well equal. I feel like that that we did have an advantage. Daddy could do anything, and he would. He had a little bitty two-seater car that he would go all over the country, and that he provided us food that way. And what he did make, he kept us in clothes. And I've seen a lot of people that was a lot poorer than us. So I figured we were average people back in that time.
Okay, Mr. Schwartz, can you think of any reasons why the Great Depression might have came about? Or do you remember your parents telling you any reasons why?
I don't really remember, why it started, but I just remember them talking about, it might have been the leaders of our country you know. I think it started before Roosevelt, of course, came into office. And I think it was Herbert Hoover was the president then. And he did a lot of things that caused us to be in a depression. I could not explain why, but it was that's from what I remember Mother and talking about.